There you are. You know, marketing is a difficult situation. You always kind of want to get above the clutter, right? The clutter is just the noise, the things that are going on out there. You want to be able to do something to make your business stand out. So introducing now a new form of advertising.
Okay.
Clothing store in New Zealand is trying thivertising.
Fiver?
Thigh.
Oh, thivertising.
Thivertising.
Like, put it on your thigh.
Plates installed on benches to imprint their ads on the back of bare legs.
Sounds very uncomfortable.
It does.
Well, it sounds intrusive.
The ad agency behind the campaign put indented plates on a bus stop, mall, and park benches so that when people sat down, the message was imprinted upon their thighs.
Yeah, what if you don't agree with the product?
The messages are then seen by those walking behind the people who sat on the benches.
That could almost be called, like, battery, you know?
Well, kind of intrusive. I mean, don't you want a piece of the action if you're going to be a walking billboard for those people?
Well, we're all walking billboards when we buy, you know, shirts. When some people buy shirts that advertise the store you bought them from.
But regardless, you choose to do that.
You choose to do that.
Mm-hmm. And my other question is, how big are these things? Because, you know, after all, some people have more room on their thighs than others.
Well, and the other part is, you don't want somebody wearing slacks or something that covers their thighs to be sitting there, because then it obviously defeats the purpose of having the imprint there.
Well, I'm assuming the bench has a pre-warning saying you're about to sit on a bench that's going to tattoo you or something.
This is New Zealand. They have more sheep than people. I have no idea. Not exactly sure.
Not quite sure what that has to do with anything. But
it's good for the sheep.
Outside of a joke.
Yeah, that's right.
Just a little factoid. Uh-huh. Oh, by the way, that reminds me. I do have a joke.
Is that in the in-flight magazine when you arrive in Auckland?
Yeah. I have a Siamese twin joke. You know, we don't do those very often.
No, we don't.
No, I hadn't done one in years.
If I remember to do that later today, we'll have a Siamese twin joke. Or we could do it now. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Well, you know.
But nonetheless, it...
Is it appropriate?
Well, it's always appropriate. We always do appropriate humor. I do, anyway.
I believe they prefer conjoined now, but...
Yeah, okay. Well, that'll still work. Okay. Anyway, but...
Oh, never mind. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't realize I ruined the joke
correct. Okay. But you're right. I mean, the idea that there is more available space for some people than others.
Well, let's face it. Yeah. I mean, some people are a coaster. Others are a billboard. I mean,
And I'm not sure, you know, are there arms or some sort of partitions on the bench because you don't want someone straddling the message? That wouldn't work very well.
Yeah, you get a partial.
Yeah, that's not going to work. Hi, would you stand with your knees together so I can read what's imprinted on the back of your leg? I mean,
isn't that what politicians do? They straddle the message sometimes.
Yeah, matter of fact. So, anyway.
Well, yeah. You ask somebody what you just said, and that'll get you a slap.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out. Bethesda Softworks is asking parents to name their child after a video game character. On November 11th this year, the company will be releasing a game called The Elder Scrolls versus Skyrim.
I don't think you want to name your child that.
If for some miraculous reason or coincidence you're expecting to have a child born on that day, then Bethesda has a little offer for you. Name your child Dovahkiin, which means dragonhorn, apparently, in the game's fictional language. Dovahkiin.
This sounds to me like even they know their game sucks and they need to get all the marketing in they can.
All right, so now what are they going to do for you to name your child? Okay, what can we offer? Okay, what can we offer? Free downloads of their games for the rest of your life.
See?
Now,
mm-hmm.
They go out of business in 3 years and your kid's stuck with the name Dovahkiin. How's that going to work out for you? Hey, yesterday, we didn't mention it because I don't know that they advertise here, but yesterday was free. It was National Pancake Day.
Yeah.
At IHOP.
Yeah.
At IHOP for Shriners Hospital.
Yeah.
That's right. You got a free short stack.
So, I mean, did you guys? I didn't go.
No, I didn't. I thought about it. But,
I was offended by the short stack, so I didn't.
Yeah. Is that what it was?
In protest.
Well, I don't blame you. Yeah.
I just wonder how that went and if there was a wait or anything. Hello?
Happy Dodrin's Bicentennial, y'all.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy what?
Dodrin's Bicentennial, is that what he said?
I think so.
Today is, by the way, in case you missed it, mm-hmm. is Texas independence.
Yeah, that's
right. Darn tootin'.
With that great song that the Aggie band plays at every football game. after the national
that
anthem.
That Tom has just become aware of.
Okay, Sean Warren, we're with us the first hour.
Yeah, that's okay. You should have been there.
We taught Tom something. Speaking of Texas.
Yeah.
Great state that it is.
Yeah.
Apparently, the Texas Department of Public Safety has decided it's necessary to tell college students not to go to Mexico on spring break, especially the border towns. And, I mean, first of all, I guess they're not paying attention. Is that part of the problem? And how do you get the word out to them? I guess...
Wait. Back up.
Okay.
You implied that they're not paying attention. Yeah. As if something standing, as if, you know, what common sense is going to stand between a 21-year-old
and almost any decision
and keg stands at South Padre.
Well, the South Padre part is probably okay. It's
dangerously
that.
Close, though, yeah, is the whole thing.
It is. So. It's after
yeah,
that.
Don't be taking any short trips from there.
And again, that's it's probably more the charge of our brethren down the hall to be talking to those folks, but... How is the Texas Department of Public Safety getting that message out to those individuals who might be traveling south for spring break? Do we have any idea how that's working out for them?
They put a billboard right at the border. Yeah. Don't do it.
Yeah, they're okay. Telling them don't go.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, that works well, doesn't it? Possibly maybe showing pictures of what's been going on down there would be a good idea.
Yeah, you know, like pictures of bodies coming
bodies
back across.
Yeah, right. Hey, well, man, where's that going on? That looks pretty bad. That's
yeah,
kind of dangerous.
That's right. Yeah. Well, that guy's drunk. No, he's dead. No.
No. Why? Yeah.
That's worse than drunk, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's dead drunk.
Heard what you did there.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, speaking of, because I was feverishly looking for this because I'd seen something about it, but I wanted to get it right, and because they do advertise here. They are sports sponsors from time to time, and that is Rudy's Barbecue. And here on Texas Independence Day.
Yeah.
From 2 to 4 p.m.
Okay.
At Rudy's Barbecue.
Next in line.
They're offering 32 cents for a quarter pound of brisket.
What?
You mean you bring them a quarter pound of brisket, they'll give you 32 cents?
I think it's the other way around.
Oh, I see. Well, you said they were offering 32 cents for a quarter pound of brisket.
Is there a limit?
Doesn't say.
Must be.
Yeah.
Hello? Well, you got to hang on. We'll get there in a minute.
Quarter pound. Rudy's is offering a quarter pound of brisket for 32 cents. Let me get my syntax correct.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. All right. You go in there and give them 32 cents, I'll give you a quarter pound of brisket.
That's right.
All right, brisket.
Man, I'm ciphering that. That's a pound of beef for a little over a buck.
Listen to you.
Golly.
Wow.
Well, there's got to be a limit, like you say. But, you know, bring the kids.
All right.
Yeah, bring the kids. He'll take 32 cents worth.
The Duggar family walks in.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and give them 40 because you got a little tax in there. But, you know, hello.
You know, in reference to these college students going down south for spring break, are all these students independently wealthy? I know I have to pay for my children's. Almost everything in college.
Yeah.
Seems like the parents might have a little bit to say about that. Don't give them enough money.
Dad. Don't
but it's
you
dad's
know?
Credit card. Yeah. It's not real money.
Well, and money goes so much farther in Mexico. You can buy so much more over there. It's the great value, man. Like, that's why I'm going over there.
And isn't spring break the ultimate college student entitlement?
Hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, don't get me started.
Yeah,
there we go.
Go to Port Aransas, folks. There you go. There's my plug. It's far away from Mexico, and it's a great time.
Get out. Just pull over to the side of the road. Get out and go. All right.
No, it's a wonderful place for spring break.
I didn't say that.
It's packed. It really is.
No offense, Tom, but let's analyze what just happened.
What?
A 60-something-year-old man just told a bunch of college students it's far from Mexico and it's a great time.
Yeah, it is.
Go to Fort A.
Hey, no. You guys, I promise you, that whole week, the beach will be packed. You won't be able to find a place to park. It will be packed.
Another reason for me not to go.
It is, really.
Keep unselling it. Okay, come on.
No, you can't. No, you will. Like I say, it's like Yogi Berra said, you know, no one ever goes there too anymore. It's too crowded, you know.
Yeah.
So, it's the same thing.
But I would encourage you to sit on the shores of lovely Lake Bryan.
You know, but the caller's right, because to get to Mexico from even here, much less, you know, Dallas or someplace like that, you're talking about at least two tanks of gas, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And that's $100 right now.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, State need to tell the kids to stay away from Houston, Dallas, because there's murders there every day, too.
Yeah,
that's right.
Hello.
Hey, as far as Port Aransas goes, the sand down there is much better for building castles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's cool. Why they got the sand.
Tom, are you planting callers now?
Yeah. Thanks, Uncle Bill. No, he's right. Yeah.
Because
sandcastle building in Port Aransas is top notch.
Mm. Chase?
Yeah. I've read that in, Fodors or something.
You ready? You ready? Here's the condo where the 16 students are all staying.
Right. In a two-bedroom.
In a two-bedroom condo.
Well, yeah, just easy on the couch.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And they wait until everybody gets...
Hey, man, did you hear? The head coach of Texas Tech's got a timeshare in Port A. We're going to stay there. Party.
So they all get up, you know, they wait till they all wake up, so it's now 3:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
And they're putting together a list of things to do today while they're in PA. And
right.
I know that the girl who says, let's go build sandcastles.
She gets kicked out later.
Oh, no. You don't know what she looks like building sandcastles, though, you know.